It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we are going to have a little competition which could leave some people, as they say, butthurt. Are you ready to whistle? As a matter of fact, let's warm up. Let's go around the room. Alex first. I would like to hear you do a little whistle. Okay, Live the Web Girl.
Is that the wind blowing?
Can you hear it?
We are nothing. Live the Web Girl, I would like to hear you do a little whistle for the show. If you could, let's hear your best whistle.
Liv's is louder than mine.
There's more wind coming out. No, this is painful to watch and to hear. And Porkchop, who's really good with his mouth, let's hear your whistle. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Porkchop's good. All right, can you do it, Joe?
Sometimes, but probably not. Hold on. Let me lick my mouth. Here we go.
That's good.
You got to get some water on it, ladies. Like, lick your lips.
It's just because Joe has a very tiny mouth. It works to his benefit.
And we've already talked to my dentist on the show. I do not have a tiny mouth. You know that upsets me. Stop.
Smaller than average. I have larger than average mouth. Joe has smaller.
Steven Tyler, thank you for that. Even though that makes no sense because we've done like Chubby Bunny before, I put more marshmallows
that's
in my
true.
Mouth than you.
That was a crazy thing.
I think you
thing.
Just talk more than I do, so that's why you think I have a smaller mouth.
No, it's the looks physically. You have the tiniest mouth.
That's because my beard's so big.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's why I manscape everything. Otherwise, they'd all look small.
I like your beard. Kesha says that.
Yep.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Kesha, I'm interested
it
if you are.
It doesn't sound like that at
yes,
all,
it does.
Though.
You sound like a sick Kesha after a long night of smoking. I like your beard. Did you, like seriously, not to be gross, like, get it, like, wet. Like, get some saliva, get something on your mouth, and then try it.
I'm close.
Wait, why are we whistling?
Because we're going to play the whistle song game. I was listening to the radio the other day, and there was a song that had kind of a whistle in it. Okay, I think you can give up now. I don't usually tell people to give up on their dreams, but I would stop on that. And I'm going to play a song, and you can buzz in Alex, Liv, or Porkchop. Just give me the artist or the title. Either way, you'll get 1 point if you get it right. Just 1 point. It's either the artist or the title. It doesn't matter if you get two, still 1 point. Porkchop, just keep track of everybody's score
or
Liv to somebody so we can do it for funsies. But there's no order. You just buzz in, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Here is the first song. Buzz in. It's the whistle song game, and you can play along, too. You know they can't play on my court, can't hang with the big
dogs, stay on the porch, blow the whistle. I don't know who sings it, but I know the song.
Blow the whistle. Anybody?
I mean, I think it's just called Blow the Whistle.
I know the song, too.
I've never heard that song.
You've never?
Really?
What?
That's like
never.
Old.
Oh my God, it's always on like when you go out and stuff.
It's
like,
at the club.
Yeah.
That was too short, Blow the Whistle. I mean, I guess I could kind of give Alex a point.
Yeah,
but I
got
mean,
the song title.
I guess, yeah. Okay, here we go. Song number two.
Oh, oh
Liv.
Alex.
Liv was first.
Oh. Three. MGMT, I think, is the artist. One. Or no, Walk the Kids. We Are the Kids.
No.
We're kids walking. Kids in backpack.
No, okay, please stop.
What
Alex.
Is
that isn't it either. It's two names. It's two, like, first names, but I can't think
give
of
me
what
a
it
title
is.
Of the song or give me the artist.
It is on the tip of my tongue. I know it, but I cannot think of it.
Two first names, Drake and Josh?
No. Am I right that it's two first names, Joe?
I think it is, yeah. It's is it Peter Bjorn and
yes.
John? Yeah.
Yes,
John.
Peter Bjorn and John.
It's Young Folks.
Yes, I knew it.
I'm way, way, way off. I do like that. I'm pretty sure that song's on my Spotify.
All right.
I don't really care about the Young Folks.
Here's, yes, exactly. Here's the next song with a whistle in it. Here we go. I feel like Alex will get this one.
Alex.
Alex, what is it?
It's it's the Snow White, the Seven Dwarfs song.
I'll take that. Yes, hi ho.
I've never seen Snow White.
By the way, if you check my YouTube search history, it looks pretty damn weird. All the songs I was looking up last night. All right, I'm gonna quick give in clues. Just listen to the song. Buzz in if you can give me the artist or the song title with whistling in it.
Porkchop.
Porkchop, what is it?
Don't worry, be happy.
There you go. That's
hate
the motto.
This song.
What?
This song doesn't make me happy.
Nothing
makes
you happy.
This song makes me irate. I think it's highly annoying.
What's so annoying about it?
Just this song.
Don't worry.
It talks like that.
Don't worry. Be happy.
I hate it.
What do you want to be like? Be stressed, have anxiety,
yeah.
High blood pressure, worry about everything you can't control.
It's just the way this song sounds. I don't like it.
It's my opening song when I DJ weddings.
Ew.
Are you serious? Song
I wrote.
No. Oh, God. Want
to sing everybody, real quick.
No,
don't worry, Alex. Come on, for once. Be happy.
I hate it.
Okay, what if he did a song with Taylor? Would that change your mind?
No.
All right, we're 5 songs in. Pork Chop, what's the score so far?
Alex 2, Liv 0, Pork Chop 1.
All right, here we go. This one's pretty easy.
Liv.
Liv, who is that?
One Republic, maybe, or something? Or like...
I'll give it to you. Good yeah. Life, yep.
Yay!
I was
going
to say Good Life.
Either one would have been acceptable for a point. Woke up to London yesterday. All right, this one's an old one, but I feel like just from being in pop culture and hearing it, you might figure it out. But this one's way back. This is actually Liv the Web Girl. Fun fact, she really thought that the world was in black and white because this show was in black and white.
I know what it's going to be. Andy Griffith.
I will take that without your name buzzing. I will take it. Yes, Alex is correct. Here, Pork Chop, let's hear.
I wonder if you're going to put the other black and white whistling thing in here that I'm thinking of from the old days.
My grandpa always used to watch this show, I feel like.
The Andy Griffith Show.
I did not like this show
starring,
either.
What?
I've never even seen it. Is this the one with the horse or the one with the two cops?
The cops.
Okay.
Yeah. Don Knotts.
All right, are you ready?
And you know how I know that? From a Scooby-Doo episode.
Oh, yes. God. Of course a Scooby-Doo has to come into this one. The next song in the Whistle Song Game is... Love this song. Liv, what is that?
No, I don't know it.
It's Alex, the Black Keys.
Yep, that's a point for Alex.
Honey, I know my music, baby.
My dad loves the Black Keys. He wants to go to this like music festival that the Black Keys are performing at. And I'm like, dude, this music festival, it's not your scene.
Is it the Bunbury or whatever from Cincinnati?
No, it's Forecastle.
Oh, in Louisville, Kentucky?
Yeah. Okay, I guarantee... Porkchop might be the only one that gets this, but maybe I'm wrong. Iconic whistling song. It's back in the day. I mean, you guys were probably not even born yet or very young. It's a rock song. Anybody have an idea? Because this goes on for like another 40 seconds.
No.
It's Guns N' Roses, Patience. Let me
I only have heard this one.
If I would have heard them sing, maybe. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you. I wouldn't have gotten it.
It's a huge Guns N' Roses song, but that's kind of obscure. I got a few more here. What's the score, Porkchop?
4-1-1.
4-1-1. You guys are going to step up. Alex is kicking you. Winning, you're killing them. Here we go. This one's a newer song.
I don't know this.
Love this song. Got to see him live.
Yeah, it's Fits in the Tantrums.
Alex got another point.
Joe goes out so little that I know his freaking past year schedule. So in my mind, I can figure out, okay, what concerts has he gone to? Who would that be? It's Fits in the Tantrums.
You're like, well, that wasn't Chris Stapleton.
Never heard that song before, but I knew it because of that.
Oh, that's a great song.
That's insane.
All right, here we go. Last three. What's the score? I don't even think it's possible for you to catch up.
5-1-1.
Oh, God. Okay, at least make a showing. Can somebody get out of 1 point with this?
Liv. Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5.
There you go.
I'm still waiting for the one I'm hoping is in here.
Right. We did a DZ dance. My old sorority, we did like a dance to this song. And we changed the lyrics to make it like DZ.
Oh my God.
Is that the sorority, Liv, that you got kicked out of?
Yes, it is. We did it for recruitment when I was
You're not
part
allowed to talk about them when you're not in them anymore.
Sorry. Yeah, do you guys want me to tell you their rituals? No, I'm just kidding. I probably
we sacrifice one member each time. All right, last two songs. Here it is.
Pork Chop. Alex.
I heard Pork Chop.
I know. I was before Pork Chop.
I really, Alex. No. Did you? Alex, it wasn't you, Alex.
It was Pork Chop first.
I thought I heard Pork Chop.
What?
Hold on. He could get it wrong.
Pumped Up Kicks.
He didn't get it wrong.
This is the one that I was thinking of from before. When I was like, kids, it's about, because this song's about Columbine.
Was this the last one?
No, here is the last one. And I don't think it's what you're looking for. Because I'm sorry. I spent an hour trying to put this little 5-minute game together.
No, it's good. I love this kind of stuff.
Here we go. It is.
Pork Chop.
Pork Chop.
Whistle. Flo-rida.
Yep. Flo-rida.
No, I was looking for Mickey Mouse, Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, I thought I had enough with the Seven Dwarfs. But sorry, I'll keep that in mind. I will get all your Disney satisfaction next time.
With that, I broke the last place tie. So it is Alex in first, Pork Chop in second, Liv in third.
Yeah, I'm not good at this kind of stuff.
It's cool. We still like you.